From the Sky News Centre at 9, two men have been charged in America over an alleged plot to murder the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States. US Attorney General Jeff Holder claims it was directed by the Iranian government and involved bombing the Saudi and Israeli embassies.
And constitutes a flagrant violation of US and international law. In addition to holding these individual conspirators accountable for their alleged role in this plot, the United States is committed to holding Iran accountable for its actions.
A court's heard the man accused of murdering Joanna Yates confessed to a prison chaplain 6 weeks after her body was found that he killed her. Vincent Tabak admits manslaughter but denies murder. The Royal Navy's helped to free 23 crew on an Italian cargo ship hijacked by pirates off the coast of Somalia. The Ministry of Defence say the pirates surrendered without force. Family finances are going to suffer some major setbacks over the next few years. A report by the Institute for Fiscal Studies suggests the average household income will drop by 7% by 2012. Chris Gordon is from the Joseph Rowntree Foundation.
If you're on those kinds of low incomes, you've got to make really hard choices about what to buy for your children. If you take them to their friends' birthday parties, whether you can afford to buy them a winter coat, enough pairs of shoes, balancing up heating or eating.
A coroner who conducted the post-mortem on Michael Jackson says there's no evidence the singer gave himself a fatal dose of the anaesthetic propofol. He confirmed to the court in LA that the pop star died from acute propofol intoxication. Dr. Conrad Murray denies involuntary manslaughter. In football, the Republic of Ireland have sealed a Euro 2012 playoff spot. They've beaten Armenia 2-1, but it's not looking good for Scotland. They're 3-0 down in Spain, and rivals the Czech Republic are 3-0 up in Lithuania. Elsewhere, Wales won 1-0 in Bulgaria and Northern Ireland trailed 2-0 in Italy. That's the latest. I'm Lindsay Brown.
BCFM 93.2. Bristol is our community.
Hi, Pop Pickers, and thanks to Steve Satan for today's show between 12 and 2 p.m. And welcome to BCFM's three-hour music special for John Peel Day 2011. I'm Tony Gosling, and it's 7 years since Peely's last Radio 1 show. Whilst the BBC initially promised to remember Peel Day every year, they gave up pretty quickly. I had words with Radio 1's controller, Andy Parfitt, reminding him of the corporation's promise, but instead they've left John Peel Day. It's on air instead. The BBC are inaugurating actually a John Peel lecture in a few weeks' time with Pete Townsend from The Who to give a talk. It's a bit annoying because, to my knowledge, Peel was never much of a Who fan and never asked them to do a session over nearly 40 years. So, as the BBC assimilate Peel into their Borg, we celebrate the man as he would have wished. 3 hours of innovative and street music, as well as a live session at 10 o'clock. So that's enough talk from me, because Peel Night is music night. You'll be hearing very little of me, and rather a lot of this.
He was banished to the moon because he stole the pill of immortality from her husband. You might also look for her companion, a large Chinese rabbit, who is easy to spot since he is always standing on his hind feet in the shade of a cinnamon tree. The name of the rabbit is not reported.
play the extraordinarily saucy end of this record. I may be daft, but I'm not that daft. That's Julian of the Clan Liberator with DDR, A&D Department. The rabbit's name was dot, dot, dot on Stay Up Forever Records.
Who are they?
Planet people.
They've got some strange belief.
Magic. It's always magic.
He was swinging a kind of plumb bob.
To bring on the magic. What else?
Full of you, why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Drink a gin, why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right like some other men do?
In 200 generations of learned Jews. Well, I mean, not all so perfectly learned, but my God, they tried. They knew it was the only way to beat the dark.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot.
China, China, get to get this damn thing done. it can't done. Control the fascists with a gun, cause it's stopping us from unity. We cannot see reality, just vanity, insanity. Fusion cannot stand it, see. No man, fascist man will ever get me out of the land. So understand, fusion plan to stop them with a bang. We sang and sang to make the people all unite. Not fight, but fight, because the leaders don't think right. You built us till the past, you know it won't happen again. So black and white, take a stand and I'll try to defend. Out of the people and the children who are living in the past. Just blast and blast, don't make the fascist man last.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot.
Enough is enough, is enough.
Give the fascist man a gunshot. On, you know they feeling so strong. So long, it's wrong, I'm telling you it's wrong. Destruction, confusion, and blaming it on the color. I wonder, in horror, cause the people start to follow. Are they leaders and they rulers who are putting up defense? It's dense, immense, and you say you're talking sense. Go, go, I want to say it full. But people on the video, you know we'll make a fool. So I try to tone it down to make the whole world know that the language of my violence will proceed in my show. Flow, flow to make the fascist man know that unity is here and unity will grow.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Lives.
By frequency modulation, these relayed programs are transmitted from station to station, from city to city, and from mountaintop to mountaintop without telephone connections by means of crystal clear.
There's a place where I can go when I feel low, when I feel blue, and it's my mind, and there's no time when I'm alone. I think of you, BC Faster 342, the things you do go around my head. Like,
what's your name? What's your date of birth? Where were you born? What'd you do? Smile for the camera, join the queue. First on the ride, where we fingerprint you. Then we'll have a little chat, you and me, a conversation. All I want's a bit of information. We can keep you until Monday if you want it that way, so it's up to you, son. Okay, anything you say will be taken down and stored on the computer. And you used to persecute, yeah? In the future, we know you're involved, because your mates drop you in it, so there's no point you denying it. The sooner you tell us who organised it, the sooner we can put you away, okay? Okay.
Not okay. There's another place behind another door. It stinks too, because it sticks on the floor. It stays on the wall in felt paste. All coppers are bastards, and that is the law of this land. All the rich bastards in command.
listening to a tune, beating time with the drum guns. And if they got order to shoot you, what do you think they do unless they chucked it in a bad job? Choose to be a cop, then they'd shoot you. I got United Kingdom Company Police Day Blues. 70-40 political broadcast, Police Day Blues. Leon Britton's an ugly bastard, Police Day Blues. Margaret Thatcher saying, off a piece to Police Day Blues. Them blues are coming down, heavy on my head. Can anybody hear me say, we're not done for yet? I'd rather be a spanner than a cog. And I'd rather be a freak than a cop. I got the Sun, the Star, the Daily Express, Police State Blues. TUC's all the miners and shit, Police State Blues. MFF's in the BBC, Police State. All the crap on the corporate sun, protected by closed circuit TV cameras, barbed wire salesmen making a bomb, wall to wall, advertising for war. British troops in Northern Ireland, the Falklands cost 3 million quid a day. Rolls Royce says to Ethiopian heads of state, British money, weapons, support for apartheid.
10 years ago, police got the same pay as teachers. Today, they get twice as much. So we know where this money's going, don't we?
A roadblock here, a roadblock there, Police State Blues. Riot police fucking everywhere, Police State Blues. Imagine these bastards got a US Molesworth, Police State Blues. And if they got ordered to shoot you, they would do Police State Blues.
First, I'll play you that one next week.
Women, the system is a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Crowzone there, part of the system. Just to let you know, also, we've got featured bands and albums throughout the next 2.5 hours or so. Several featured bands. I've got the Dead Plants from Devon, who I was actually saw on Saturday night playing live out in a field in Devon, and I thought they were fantastic, and I hope you agree. We'll have a listen to those over the next couple of hours. We've got several tracks from them. Also, I'm about to play the first of a CD, which is called The Pigs Big 78s. It's a CD which has been put together by Sheila, who's John Peel's wife, and it's called A Beginner's Guide. And what they did not long before John died is they went through a lot of these old 78s that John had collected over the years. So we're going to hear the first of those in a minute. We'll have several of those this evening. Also, another featured band tonight is Fluke, one of the Peel's favourite bands, and they did a fantastic session. I think it was about 1991. We'll have several of those. Plus, another album which we've got a couple of songs from is English Drinking Songs by A.L. Lloyd. But that's a bit too much of me speaking, isn't it? Let's have a bit more music.
Yeah.
There is a God.
Well, I wouldn't mind staying here, but I gotta stay there so long. I wouldn't mind staying in jail, but I gotta stay there so long. You know it seemed like all my friends, you know they done shook hands and gone. 30 days in jail with my back turned to the wall. Thirty days in jail with my back turned to the wall. Yes, you know some of the Skinner must be kicking in my stall. You to open the door, 'cause this ain't no place for me.
As long as there are guitars to be twanged, they will be heard on this program. We'll be right back.
Yes, we're back.
Will you please give an old lady whom I saw at the party last night? She sang a song entitled, John, Will You Go and Put Your Trousers On? But she'd evidently seen Harry Lauder, so she would insist upon putting in the first part, Will You Stop Your Tickling Jock Figure? Will you stop your tickling, John? Oh, la, die, 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 die. My old man so finely built. Will you stop your tickling, John? Oh, la, die, 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 die. A regular Scotsman to the hilt. Will you stop your tickling, John? Oh, la, die, 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 die. I shall never forget our wedding morn. He was coming along in his uniform. He made my poor heart feel forlorn. Then I said to him, John, 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 will you go and put your trousers on? You'll only be a laughing stock if you go to church in that little short frock. The parson, he won't wait for us very long, and it looks like being a very windy day, so go and put your trousers on. John, John, if you don't, I'll be a suffragette. You'll only be a laughing stock if you go to church in that little short frock. The parson, he won't wait for us very long, and it looks like being a very windy day, so go put your trousers on. Will you stop your tickling, John? Oh, la, die, 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 die. We went on our honeymoon. Will you stop your tickling, John? Oh, la, die, die, die. The hotel we reached very soon. The same again, girls. La, die, die, die. It was somewhere in Switzerland that we joined a merry climbing band. But he could not understand why I said to him, John, John, for the Lord's sake, John, will you go and put your trousers on? You'll only be a laughing stock if you climb the Alps in that little short frock. Oh, your kilt, it's not so very, very long, and the ladies in the show are all single, don't you know? So go and put your trousers on. John, John, you old rascal, John. You're a dinner with a girl, John. Oh, your kilt, it's not so very, very long, and the ladies in the show are all single, don't you know? So go and put your glasses on.
Checking the traps for one of the chairs.
Edwards, what exactly did the Zigzag Corporation say?
Their whole campaign is designed to use blipbirds to prevent channel switching. Ordinary ads allow channel switching. Their view is that they could buy time on any network for that. No blipbirds, no deal.
We can't reinstate blipbirds. They're lethal. You know that.
That hasn't been proven.
If the Rebus tape isn't proof, what the hell do you need? A live demonstration?
Ben, I find that tasteless.
Nevertheless, blipbirds are killing people.
Some.
Maybe.
Look, I've heard enough of that. We're talking business here. We're talking ratings.
We should be talking people.
The same thing. Why don't you give us your analysis, Ben? To what do you attribute the ratings drop?
We're only down 2%.
2% is 6 million viewers. And if they start channel switching, it's war. You know that, Ben.
We're used to it. It happens all the time.
But if we were still using blipverts instead of regular adverts, there wouldn't be any channel switching.
Blipverts have been off the air only 10 hours, and our ratings are actually 3.7% down, not 2%, as you suggest, Ben.
I'm going to reinstate blipverts. And that is final.
Blue Tango, Ray Martin and his orchestra, and that's another one from the John Peel and Sheila, the Pigs, Big 78s. Now, High Fiction Science is our live session band. They're coming up just after 10 o'clock. They've been limbering up. Apparently, the mixing is all going very nicely. So that'll be just after 10 o'clock. And if you want to get a track listing for tonight's show, within the next day or so, it'll be up there on the BCFM website, which is, of course, www, if you do that thing, bcfm.org.uk.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing." Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did. With just 100 pounds of clay, he made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving. And I'll thank him every night for the arms that are holding me tight. And he did it all with just 100 pounds of clay. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Now can't you just see him walking around and round, picking the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did, with just 100 pounds of clay. We'll be right back.
Another wonderful record. It's been a great week for records. I look forward to playing that next summer at festivals at dizzying volume, if there are festivals and if I'm invited to do them. New Order, of course, but that's been reinvented, really, by Fluke.